Blackstone Audiobooks presents
The Four Feathers by A. E. W. Mason. Chapter 1. A Crimean Night. Lieutenant Sutch was the first of General Feversham's guests to reach Broad Place. He arrived about 5 o'clock on an afternoon of sunshine in mid-June, and the old red brick house, lodged on a southern slope of the Surrey Hills, was glowing from a dark forest depth of pines with the warmth of a rare jewel. Lieutenant Sutch limped across the hall, where the portraits of the Fevershams rose one above the other to the ceiling, and went out onto the stone-flagged terrace at the back. There he found his host, sitting erect like a boy, and gazing southwards towards the Sussex Downs. "How's the leg?" asked General Feversham, as he rose briskly from his chair. He was a small, wiry man, and, in spite of his white hairs, alert. But the alertness was of the body. A bony face with a high, narrow forehead and steel-blue, inexpressive eyes suggested a barrenness of mind. "It gave me trouble during the winter," replied Sutch, "but that was to be expected." General Feversham nodded, and for a little while both men were silent. From the terrace, the ground fell steeply to a wide, level plain of brown earth and emerald fields and dark clumps of trees. From this